Title: Pitch Bend Bass Shots in Jungle Fills. Beginner Ableton Live Lesson. Alright, let's build one of the most fun little jungle weapons, the pitch bent bass shot. You know those quick wee oo up, dive bomb, laser Y hits that pop up right before a drop, or right at the end of an 8 or 16 bar phrase. They're not a whole bass line, they're punctuation. They tell the listener, yo, something's about to happen. We're going to do this in Ableton Live with stock devices. Keep it beginner friendly, and by the end you'll have a reusable bass shot rack, plus a couple pitch gestures you can drop into any jungle arrangement. First, quick context setup. So we're making this in a real musical situation. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle zone, like 170 BPM. Load an amen break or any breakbeat loop onto an audio track, and make an 8-bar loop in arrangement or session so you've got a phrase to work with. Here's a classic placement. Put your bass shot right on bar 8, beat 4. Or if you're working longer phrases, bar 16, beat 4. It's that end of the sentence moment, right before the downbeat resets the energy. Now let's build the bass shot instrument. Create a new MIDI track and name it Bass Shot. Drop Waveatable onto it. For oscillator 1, choose basic shapes and go for a sine or something sine-like. We're starting clean on purpose, because we can always add grit later. Turn oscillator 2 off for now. Keep it mono. One voice, no unison. We want tight and focused, not wide and fluffy. Turn the filter on and pick an LP24 filter. Set the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz as a starting point. Don't overthink it yet, we'll shape it. Now the most important part for shot behavior, the amp envelope. We want a fast hit that gets out of the way. Set attack to 0, decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically none. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. The goal is, you tap a note, and it goes pew, not pew-o-o-a. Also, enable mono in Waveatable and turn on glide or portamento. Set it around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Even if you don't use it for every shot, glide gives you that classic slippery jungle feel when you do want it. Cool. Now we'll do the main trick, pitch bend. There are two easy ways, and you should know both. Method A feels the most classic because it's literally pitch bend data. Method B is thy want predictable results every time method. Let's start with Method A, drawing pitch bend in the MIDI clip. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on your bass shot track. Put one short note in there. Try G1 or A1. That's a sweet spot for bass shots in jungle. Keep the note short, anywhere from a 16th note to an 8th note. Now open the envelopes area in the clip view. Choose MIDI control, then pitch bend. You'll see the pitch bend lane, usually centered in the middle. Center means normal pitch. Up means bend up. Down means bend down. Draw a quick downward ramp for a dive bomb. Start around center and drop fast in the first 16th or so. For an upward yelp, ramp up quickly and then return to center. For a yoink, do a fast up then a fast down, or down then up. Tight and snappy. Teacher tip. Don't assume your pitch bend will jump a full octave just because you drew a big curve. Every instrument has a pitch bend range, and sometimes it's tiny. So do a quick range check. Make another clip with a held note, like a half bar note. Draw pitch bend from center to full up. Listen, does it move by a musical amount, like a fifth or an octave? Or is it a tiny little wobble? If it's tiny, don't fight it. Switch to Method B, because it's way more predictable. Method B is bending by modulating oscillator pitch with an envelope. In Waveatable, use ENV2 as a modulation source. Drag ENV2 onto oscillator 1 pitch. Now set the modulation amount. Try plus 12 semitones for a 1 octave-ish upward gesture, or plus 7 for more subtle. If you want a downward bend, you can use a negative amount, or you can start the oscillator pitched higher and let the envelope pull it down. Set ENV2 like this, attack at 0, decay around 80 to 200 milliseconds, sustain at 0 and release very short, like 0 to 60 milliseconds. Now when the note hits, the pitch will move quickly and then settle. That's the whole gesture. And the reason this method is so nice is you're literally working in semitone ranges, so you can be musical and controlled. Quick guideline, for beginner jungle fills, keep your bends in the plus or minus 7 to 12 semitone zone. If you go to 24 semitones, it can get cartoonish fast. Not always bad, just a strong flavor. Alright, the synth bends. Now we make it cut through a break and an FX chain after Waveatable, and keep this order. First, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive it about 3 to 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. What we're doing here is creating harmonics so the shot is audible on smaller speakers and doesn't disappear behind the break. If it suddenly feels boomy or too loud, Lower the output and don't panic. Distortion changes perceived volume a lot. Second, auto filter. LP24 again. Set cutoff somewhere like 300 Hz up to maybe 1.5K, depending on your mix. Add a little resonance, maybe 0.2 to 0.5. Then here's the movement. Use the filter envelope amount, something like 10 to 30%, so the filter opens and closes with a hit. This gives you that wah bite that makes the shot feel alive. Third, compressor. Ratio between 3:1 and 6:1. Attack around 5 to 20 milliseconds, release 50 to 120. You're just controlling peak so the shot doesn't randomly jump out and smash your limiter. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hit. Fourth, utility. Keep the low end mono. Either use bass mono if your version has it, or set width down around 0 to 30%. The point is, shots should be stable in the center, especially if they touch any low frequencies. Now, let's talk about reverb, because this is where beginners accidentally turn a cool fill into mud. Don't insert reverb directly on the bass shot track. Instead, make a return track with reverb on it. On that reverb, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, high cut around 4 to 8K, and very importantly, low cut around 200 to 500 Hz. That low cut keeps the reverb from washing your low end and messing up your headroom. Then automate the send so only the fill hit gets the reverb. That's why it's called a throw. It's like tossing the sound into space for a second, then getting back to business. Now let's program this like an actual jungle producer. Not like we're spamming sound effects. A great beginner fill is one strong shot at the end of the phrase. Put your main shot on beat 4 of the last bar, like bar 8 beat 4. If you want a little call and response, add a tiny one just before it. Here's a simple one bar fill idea at 170 BPM. Put a short upward yelp around beat 3.3, like a 16th note. Then your main downward dive on beat 4.1, like an 8th note. If you want extra impact, let the break do its thing and maybe layer a quick snare or chop right after, but don't overcrowd it. Coach note on timing feel. In jungle, fills often feel better slightly early rather than late. If your bass shot feels like it's dragging, try nudging it earlier by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. You can do that by moving the MIDI note slightly, or using track delay. That tiny nudge can make it feel like it snaps into the downbeat instead of arriving after the party started. Now let's glue it into the mix so it behaves. Add sidechain compression to the bass shot track if it's fighting your kick or snare. Put a compressor on the bass shot, enable sidechain, choose your kick as the input, and set ratio around 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Then lower the threshold until you see maybe 2 to 6 dB of dip when the kick hits. The shot will tuck out of the way, and suddenly everything feels more pro without you turning things down. Also, keep the sub honest. If your main track already has a steady subline, you probably don't want every fill shot doing huge sub dives. In that case, high pass the shot. Roll off below about 80 to 120 Hz, and let the shot live more in the 200 Hz to 2K zone, boosted by saturation. That makes it readable without wrecking your low-end headroom right before a drop. A really good habit is to make two versions. One sub-safe shot with a low end rolled off for busy sections, and one full-range shot for sparse moments, where it can be the main bass event. Now, quick common mistakes so you can avoid the usual pain. If your pitch bend sounds like a silly siren, narrow the range. Go back to plus or minus 7 to 12 semitones. If your notes are too long, shorten them. These are shots, not bass notes. If your mix turns to soup, it's probably because you put reverb as an insert or you didn't low-cut the return. And if the shot keeps fighting your sub, either high pass it or keep it super short and mono. Let's do a quick practice exercise so you actually leave this lesson with results. Make a 16-bar loop. Create 3 separate 1-bar MIDI clips for your bass shot. Clip A, an upbend gesture, subtle, like plus 7 to 12 semitones. Clip B, a downbend dive, your main one. Clip C, a yoink, quick up then down, tiny and tight. Place clip at bar 8 as a smaller moment. At bar 16, place clip C just before your main hit, then clip B as the main punctuation on beat 4. Then automate two things. Raise the reverb, send only on the bar 16 main shot, and make the filter cutoff slightly higher on bar 16 than bar 8. Same sound, but more intensity. That's how you build energy like a producer, not like a preset browser. Before you call it done, do the sledgeability test. Turn your monitoring level down and listen with the break. Can you still tell if the gesture is up, down, or yoink at low volume? If yes, It'll translate. If no, add a touch more saturation, shorten the note, or add a bit more mid-range by filtering and driving. And one last pro move that saves a lot of time, put this whole chain into an instrument rack and map one macro called fill intensity. Map it to a small increase in saturator drive, a bigger sweep on filter cutoff, and a tasteful amount of reverb send. Now you can perform the fill by automating one macro instead of drawing five automations. Recap. You built a short punchy bass shot synth with a fast envelope and mono behavior. You created pitch movement using either pitch bend envelopes or envelope to pitch modulation. You shaped it to survive busy breaks with saturation, filter movement, compression, and a controlled reverb throw. And you placed it where jungle wants it. The end of the phrase, one memorable hit, tight timing, clean low end. If you tell me your Ableton version and whether you're on suite, I can suggest the best exact way to set pitch bend range in your setup, and a simple rack layout you can save as your personal jungle bass shots toolkit.